Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, Jesus too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Why Christmas? Well, the cynic might say it's there to get us through the doom and gloom of winter, or it's an opportunity to stock up on socks and dodgy deodorant, or it gives turkey farmers a bit of a break, otherwise no one would eat the stuff, obviously. Why Christmas? Why did God become man? Why did eternal God clothe himself in flesh and blood? Well, the answer is in this short passage. Because we have flesh and blood, he shared flesh and blood. Because we're human, he became human. But why? Why Christmas? Well, there are three answers contained in these short verses. And the first, if you've never heard it before, comes as a bit of a shock. The first reason for why God became man was to die. A local garden centre down the road, there's a nativity scene. And what hit me, and you see this in many of the nativities around the place, is the baby Jesus looks rather abnormal. It's as if he's sort of half sitting up with his hands out in a kind of welcoming, kind of being crucified kind of shape. It's a reminder that Jesus was born to die. Jesus was born, things went badly wrong, and so he ended up on a Roman cross. That's what most people think. But no, his death wasn't a mistake. He came in order to die. What does the text say? The text says he shared our humanity so that by his death he might. In other words, the purpose of Christmas was Good Friday. There's a painting in the National Gallery, The Adoration of the Kings and Christ upon the Cross by Benedetto Bonfigli. And in the foreground, you have the kings gathered around the manger, worshipping the Lord Jesus, adoring him. But in the background, you have the adult Jesus Christ hung on the cross, born to die. Jesus determined to die when he was on earth. He set his face towards Jerusalem. And on his way there to die at one point, his good friend Peter stood in his way. And Jesus rebuked him and he said to him, "Get behind me, Satan." Can you imagine hearing that from the words, from the lips of Jesus? It's as if he's saying, "Peter, if you stand in my way, you are doing the devil's work." Now, we assume that the devil would be absolutely delighted to get rid of Jesus. And true in one respect, of course, but more fundamentally, the devil knew that Christ's death was his undoing. The death of Christ stripped him of his power. The death of Christ disarmed him. And that's the second reason for why Christmas. First, to die. Second, to disarm the devil. Well, you might be thinking at this moment, keep it light, it's Christmas. Can we not talk about sprouts and Christmas jumpers? But we need to talk about the devil. It's only against the night or the darkness that we appreciate the Christmas lights and their beauty. And it's only against the background of the devil that we can begin to see the absolute wonder of Christmas. Why Christmas is the best news that we've ever heard. Jesus himself insists that the devil is personal and real. How otherwise do we explain the chaos that we see across the world at the moment? Any other explanation is surely reductionist. The devil is real. And he is our great enemy. Again, during his days on earth, Jesus was constantly in battle with the devil. The devil sought to divert him from the cross. The devil inflicted pain and suffering on those whom Jesus ministered to. And then there's one incident where Jesus casts out the devil's demons from a man into a herd of pigs. And the pigs rush down a hill into a lake where they're drowned. The pig farmer isn't happy, but we are left in no doubt that given the opportunity, the devil will destroy not only pigs, but us. That's why Jesus came to die, in order to disarm the devil. Now, over the last couple of weeks, some of the Radio 4 presenters have been calling for a thought for the day to be axed. John Humphreys said that the three-minute thought was deeply, deeply boring and irrelevant. And both he and Justin Webb said they were tired of hearing the message that Jesus was really nice. Webb said that the message always seems to be, let's be nicer to each other. Well, I don't listen to Thought for the Day, but if they're right in all they said, well, I agree, let's get rid of it. And if that's all that Christianity says, well, let's get rid of Christianity too. But Christianity, of course, has much more to say. Christianity says that there is a real devil, who is our powerful enemy, intent on our destruction in hell. And it says that Jesus came to disarm him. See, if my problem is that I'm just a little bit Scroogey, well, just tell me to get a bit more of the Christmas spirit. But if my problem is that there is a personal force of evil intent on my eternal ruin, then I need a little bit more than that, don't I? A little bit more than some moral encouragement. And what this passage says that I need, and you need, and every man and woman needs, is that nothing less than the death of Jesus Christ. Now, some will need some convincing here. The problem is, I think, that we tend to think that death is natural, that it's just our common lot, that's just the way it is. But death isn't natural, it's moral. It isn't a consequence of being human so much as the result of being rebels in God's world. By rejection of God, all of us are subject to the punishment of death and eternal punishment beyond death. See, the devil doesn't want to kill you. He wants you to live a long and happy life. He wants you to ignore him and everything that Jesus said and assume that that is not in fact true. He wants you to have a long life going deeper and deeper into God's debt. That is his purpose and his aim for you. And the reason is because he knows what's coming after death. Now, in Greek thought, the way to cope with death is just to see it as an escape from suffering. And we absorb that in our own culture, don't we? We say that about those who have suffered and died. But the most loving and sensitive person who walked this earth said that the way to cope with death is to make a way of escape from the far greater suffering that lies beyond death. That life is a reprieve, a suspension of execution. And if we don't obtain a pardon now in this life, then the sentence will be executed. And God has put the power of execution into the devil's hands. God is the judge, make no mistake, but the devil is the executioner. And your eternal ruin is his delight and aim. But there is one way of delivery, one way of pardon, one way to disarm the devil, and that is the death of Christ. For all who rely upon it, the death of Christ pays their debt, cancels their charges, so that God declares us not guilty and completely innocent. Trust Christ, and the devil is rendered impotent. He is disarmed, and the power of execution is ripped from his hands. Why Christmas? To die, to disarm the devil, and this leads to the third reason that we see there in the passage, to deliver us from the fear of death. The death of Jesus delivers people from the fear of death. Now, we all love Slade and Wham and all of that, but when it begins in November, by this time we want to sort of put our hands over our ears and muffle the sound. And likewise, death. We don't want to hear about it or talk about it or think about it. We do all we can to muffle it. And why? Because rightly we fear death. In our heart of hearts, we know that there is something beyond death. We know there is a God of justice. But for the Christian, Jesus takes away the fear of death. Now let me ask, does it work like that for you? Does it remove your fear of death? I want to draw a distinction between the process of dying, which I observe is not very pleasant, but death itself is not a terror for the follower of Christ, because you know what's going to happen. A friend of mine now in glory used to tell the story that they're in certain parts of town, they have those exclusive and rather posh clubs. And on the door, there's always this sort of an enormous sort of human refrigerator-like guy who, dressed in a tuxedo, and as you approach the club, he sort of steps out into your path and blocks it and says to you, "Are you a member of the club, sir?" And what you need at that point is a friend with you to put his hand upon your shoulder and say, "It's all right, Charles, he's with me." It works every time. He leaps back like a loaded spring and says, "Hope you enjoy your lunch, sir." Can you think of anything better on the day of judgment than the Lord Jesus saying, "It's all right, he's with me. It's all right, she's with me"? Now, how can we be sure of that? Well, simple. This evening, Jesus Christ invites you into a personal relationship with him to receive the gift of deliverance from the fear of death. He wants death to be a doorway for you into heaven and not a trapdoor into eternal ruin. You want that for yourself, don't you? Sounds amazing, I know. It is amazing, but it's a prayer away. And in a moment, I'm going to lead us in some words which you could pray for yourself. There's nothing magical about these words, but if you pray them from your heart this evening, then something of eternal significance will happen between you and God. Why Christmas? Why did God become man? To die, to disarm the devil, and to deliver you from the fear of death. Why not make Christmas your own right now? Receive the friend who can lead you through death into eternal life by echoing this prayer in your heart and adding your Amen. Let's pray, and here's the prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming a man to die for me. Thank you that by your death, you disarmed the devil. I trust that you paid the debt I owe. Thank you that because of your death, Jesus, my death holds no terror to me. That you have removed the fear of death. Thank you for setting me free from its grip. Amen. Well, I'm pretty much done up here. But if you just humour me for a moment, just take one of these cards that you would have found on the seat when you came in, and a pen. You should be one around you. It would be very grateful if you just fill it in. I'm going to do it here too as well. And you'll see, if you've got decent eyesight, you'll see that there's three boxes there, and I'd love you to tick one of them. The first one there says prayed. And if you've prayed that prayer this evening, then this is your box. And if it's the first time you've prayed this prayer, then why not give it a double tick? The second box there is the box more. And it may be that this evening some of these things are fresh for you. It's the first time you've heard them. And you didn't feel quite ready to pray the prayer, but you're perhaps interested in finding out more, perhaps a conversation with someone. Or you might be interested in finding out about a course that we may put on in the new year. And if that's you, then more is the box to tick. And if you're feeling a little bit left out at the moment, you can tick the box enjoyed. Perhaps you didn't pray. Perhaps you're already a Christian, you're a regular member here, and you're not needing to sort of find out more, but you enjoyed it, and you want to tick that, and you might want to, I'm going to tick that box, I think. I enjoyed it. But it may be that none of those boxes that apply to you there. Perhaps you didn't pray, you don't want more, and you didn't enjoy it. Well, that's fine. Jot that down in the comments section. And if you have any other comments, even positive ones, it'd be fine to just jot those down there as well. And finally, we would love to follow you up if you've ticked the prayed or more. And so do fill in your name there. I'm just going to do mine here. And it'd be useful, obviously, to follow you up if we have a contact, whether that's a phone or an email or both. And we promise we'll only use it for this purpose. And if you could just take those cards on your way out later on, there's a silver box just for you to drop it into. Well, thanks for listening, and we're going to listen now to the musicians and the singers as they play for us.